More than 100 historians and other scholars are in New York City this weekend for a national conference on the state of Black Studies, its history and its future. There are about 400 Black Studies programs at U.S. colleges and universities, but there have been few such conferences. And this one comes at a time when the field is in ferment. NPR's Margo Adler reports.
Black Studies arose out of the demands of Black students at universities in the late 1960s, out of the Black Power movement and the movement for Black culture. Many of the first programs were created in 1969, 1 year after the death of Martin Luther King. And currently, some of the most prestigious universities have programs: Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Berkeley. William Strickland, a professor of Afro-American Studies at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, said this about Black Studies to a standing-room-only audience last night at the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture.
It created gay and lesbian studies. It created women's studies. It was the fulcrum for ethnic studies and Latino studies. There has been, in fact, a revolution of knowledge.
But recently, tensions within the field came to public awareness when Cornel West left Harvard for Princeton and accused the president of Harvard of treating him with disrespect. Departments and programs at many universities are fighting for resources. There is a search for a renewed sense of mission. And a recent New York Times article said that Black Studies has to face a new reality, with Latinos emerging as the largest minority. Henry Louis Gates, Jr., who chairs the Department of Afro-American Studies at Harvard, says Black Studies is going through an identity crisis.
Now, when you talk about race relations, it's much more complex. We're talking about brown people and red people and yellow people and black people, as well as white people, and they're enormously complicated interrelationship to each other. It's a bit like being an only child and then having another child suddenly show up in the family.
These changes, says Gates, have affected the discipline itself. Now we often find Black Studies as a part of ethnic studies or a part of diaspora studies.
I think the changing demographics in America are forcing us to think about how blackness is refracted through the lenses, not just of white people, which we're used to studying, but through other people of color. That means it's an enormously exciting time, and I think we'll see more and more departments of and programs of Afro-American studies becoming truly comparative in their thinking, in their teaching, and in their scholarship.
But last night at the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture, the Latino issue was seen as a political ploy, with numbers muddied by the fact that the 2000 census for the first time allowed people to describe themselves multiracially. James Turner is a professor of Africana Studies at Cornell University.
Why is the announcement about demographic shift proposed to us in precise terms of opposition to African Americans? And we need to ask, is that data accurate or is it political? And how are you counting those numbers? If you're counting Colombians and Honduras and Chicano and Puerto Rican and Dominicans in one category, then you have to count Ethiopians, Nigerians, Jamaicans, Trinidadians, Nigerians, all of them in one category with African Americans, and we get some very different kind of outlooks.
For Turner and most of the speakers last night, the real issue was regaining the original vision and momentum that created Black Studies in the first place. Again, James Turner.
Oxford Press, NYU Press, all of them are publishing African American titles. Many of us remember when you couldn't get a black book published. So we seem to at least have made that success, but at the same time, we've done it at great sacrifice. We seem to have jettisoned our position of being conscientious intellectual activists for career mobility and academic success.
Many other scholars emphasized that the study of black history and culture would always be essential for the understanding of the American psyche. The conference on the state of black studies will continue through Saturday. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.